Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I'm Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host. For 1 hour each week, we will highlight a different theme from the most prolific and memorable era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon, and it features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by the Hemingway of rock, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Thank you, Jim. In early 1963, four lads from Liverpool, England, released their first album titled Please, Please Me. The album spawned several hit singles in Great Britain. After constant touring of England and Europe, the phenomenon known as Beatlemania began.
Their second album was with the Beatles and was released in November of 63, but there was still no success in America. But man, that would change in a few months.
Yes, it would. John, Paul, George, and Ringo set their sights on invading America. In February of 1964, they appeared live on the Ed Sullivan TV show, America's top variety show at that time. A record-setting 45% of American households with televisions watched the Beatles, and the British music invasion was underway.
Man, I remember that day really well. I was sitting in front of the TV with my family. We were all excited. I mean, we were, you know, crossed legs right in front of the TV with our eyes to the tube itself. But it was the Beatles. I mean, very exciting. But of course, my parents commented on how long their hair looked and how scraggly they looked.
Well, Jim, you know, the cultural enormity of that moment is very hard to explain to younger generations. There has been nothing quite like it, really, other than the 1969 moon landing in terms of galvanizing Americans' attention. As for their so-called long hair, they had bowl haircuts similar to Mo Howard of the Three Stooges back in the 30s and 40s, so I never quite understood why our parents were so shocked.
Knuck, 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 knuck. Oh, that was actually curly, wasn't it? Yeah. So after the Ed Sullivan Show, I Want to Hold Your Hand zoomed to number one on the charts, and Capitol Records flooded the market with Beatles singles. In April, the Beatles held the top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100. That's a feat that has never been matched by any recording artist.
Nope. More great albums and singles followed along with movies, but live performances were a major problem. Screaming fans drowned out the music and the musicians couldn't hear themselves. Powerful sound equipment and sound engineering were inadequate for large venues, and it was the primary reason the Beatles stopped touring after 1966.
Do you remember going to see Hard Day's Night, Mark? The movie?
Yeah, that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, it was really great. I just remember all the girls screaming. And of course, I screamed a little bit too. And I screamed like a girl
you
back
did?
In the day.
You screamed?
Yeah, I was on my
that
chair.
That annoyed
screaming.
Me.
Yeah.
I just didn't like that.
I'm kidding. I didn't scream.
All right. I hope
anyway,
not.
By the mid-60s, John and Paul's songwriting became very sophisticated with albums like Rubber Soul, my favorite of all time, and Revolver.
Yes, they focused on becoming a studio band and using the studio as another instrument. Let's not forget, Beatles producer George Martin made all this possible, and his genius is still celebrated today. The first result was Sgt. Pepper's, the album that broke the mold. Then came Magical Mystery Tour, The White Album, Let It Be, and Abbey Road. All were major critical and commercial successes.
You know, but by the time they were recording the Let It Be album, tensions were mounting for many different reasons, not just Yoko. In April of 70, the band's breakup was officially announced, much to the dismay of the entire rock and roll world.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the Beatles' White Album. There was no title for that album.
It was just called
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
But it was all white, so
yeah.
It became the White Album.
Yeah.
All right, I digress. Which leads us to today's show, where we ask the question, what if the Beatles just took a couple of years off to rest and re-energize? We are going to create a 1972 Beatles album titled If, as in If They Stay Together. This If album is based on the initial songs John, Paul, George, and Ringo released as solo acts after the breakup.
All right, so let's get going on the musical part of our show by first playing the three songs on side one of the Beatles' newest album, If.
If. Well, side one begins with John Lennon's Imagine from the 1971 album of the same name. George Harrison follows with My Sweet Lord from his 1970 album All Things Must Pass, followed by Paul McCartney's Every Night from his 1970 debut album McCartney. Let's listen to Side One, Part One.
Sharing. Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out, and every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in and be with you, and be with you.
So stay tuned for the continuation of Side 1 on the Beatles on their 1972 album, If. You are listening to their classic rock show on Huntley Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7 from anywhere, and I mean anywhere, in the world. Lennon and McCartney get the next three songs on Side 1. The first two songs are Lennon's Hold On and Working Class Hero from his 1970 album, The Plastic Ono Band, and it's ending with Paul's Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey from his 1970 album, Ram.
Feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed side one of the Beatles' album, If. Stay tuned for side two during part two of That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM.